Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get started. Today, we're going to discuss how they run their business as a couple.
Yeah, this is something that we get asked about a lot, how we successfully run our business together as a married couple and make it all work. And just to give a little bit of background, if you're new here, I became a solo real estate agent when I was 18, and Spencer and I got married at 19 and 20, so we were pretty young. And then Spencer jumped in and joined me in real estate a couple years after I got my license, and he jumped in and joined me full time right off the bat. And we're now in the top 5% of the Berkshire Hathaway network in the nation, man, out of 20,000 other agents. And the only reason I say that is to just show that we have been able to successfully build a real estate business together as a couple, and we aren't just making it work or getting by, but we actually have a blast and really enjoy what we're doing and in our lives running our business together. So do you have anything to—
time flies when you're having fun.
Mm-hmm. It went by really fast.
I remember growing up in school, and the teachers were like, well, it's not really a job if you really love what you're doing. And pursuing that as I got older, that's absolutely true. If you truly love what you're mm-hmm. doing, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way, it's not a job anymore. You know, it just becomes a part of your life, part of something you enjoy. And luckily, I get to share it with my beautiful wife, Mariah Christine Crawford, which I'm so thankful for. It's wonderful. And yeah, I couldn't be happier than I am today. So this is a really good time to be alive.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to talk about. So these tips and these stories that we're going to share today are things that we believe can be applicable to you, whether you are wanting to run a business of any kind as a couple, or if you're just running a household or parenting or anything like that as a couple, because at the end of the day, those are really, you know, considered working together too. And hopefully, you'll take away things from this that you will be able to apply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when we first got started, or when you first got started, so I had my business, I'd already been running it for a couple years, and then you jumped in and joined me. Were there any curveballs or things that we had to overcome when you first jumped in and it went from being just me to both of us?
Well, that was the fun thing, is I got to get licensed, right? That's the big obstacle. But then you get licensed, you're like, what do I do? And one thing that I had that a lot of people don't have is a super good mentor, whether it was you, Berkshire Hathaway's Prinzel Brokers, or just other agents in the office, which is unbelievable to have agents in your office that have been in the business for 20 plus years to just really look over. They have their office doors open. You get to walk in and ask them questions any time of the day. I had to ask myself, what can I bring to the table now? Mm-hmm. Once I did get licensed, I get to see you, I followed you, and I had to determine my role in what's going to make us more successful, because at that time you were already successful in a sense, and I just wanted to do more, build more. Obviously, I quit my job cold turkey. I think we'll talk a little bit more about that later, but I had to really define the relationship. Where am I going to fit best in the role that's going to make us the most successful, the most money, and just overall support my family? Mm-hmm. Because that's what it's all about. And there's one thing that I really had to ask myself is where am I gonna help Mariah succeed where she currently isn't? And one thing I knew that I could bring to the table is organization. Organization was a big factor. In her office originally, she did not have a filing desk or filing cabinet or anything. It was all digital, electronic, and that's just simply not how I work. I do both. I hard copy everything, so I print off, have a lot of prints, and I keep everything on file through my computer as well. But she didn't have any of that. And so organization was a big difference, to where I was like, how are you doing this off of memory or in your notes and your phone, computer, whatever? I had to have it in front of me. So that's something I did bring to the table. But originally I just had to define the relationship. Where am I going to be a good fit for the Vetters Crawford Realty Group? What can I bring to the table to get us more business? And then how am I going to fit this without making you feel like you failed in some way? Because like I said, you didn't have filing cabinets. It mm-hmm. worked for you, but it didn't work for me. Mm-hmm. So that was something I really had to go through as a curveball and obstacle once first jumping in with you.
Yeah, I definitely, I don't think that our business would be where it is today if you didn't jump in and join me and bring all of those skills that you brought to the table. Because to go along with what Spencer was saying, something that I think that we did right is when you're working with your spouse in business or in life in general or running any kind of business together is finding what you each are good at and what you each enjoy doing. And that's mm-hmm. really what we did.
Yeah.
We, you know, the way we run our business is we're not just doing all of the same things and we don't just try to work
drive
with
around
the same
in the
clients
car together
or
every
yeah
day.
That's
you know we're not there together 24/7
yeah
every day
we
we're
each
just not.
Have separate delegated roles and we know what our strengths are and we know what our weaknesses are and that's what we focus on for mm-hmm. example I do all the marketing you do the cold calling mm-hmm. I'm working with relocation clients and this is something that we even take into our own household in our lives and I think it helps us a lot like you take out the trash and I do the dishes like we know what we're each good at and
you know
what we enjoy
role.
Doing
so mm-hmm. you don't have to like mm-hmm. in a sense like communicate about it and be on mm-hmm. top of each other and step on each other's toes
yeah
you just know each other's roles and know it's gonna be and getting done so basically you don't even have to communicate anymore it just becomes a way of life mm-hmm. which has really been a stress relief for me, mm-hmm. especially just knowing that you're good at those things. I'm going to stay away from that and let you perform. Mm-hmm. And then you know what I'm good at and I get to perform in those ways as well.
Yeah.
Like cold calling, prospecting, those type of things and taking track of those leads. that's awesome.
Yeah. I think that the worst thing that we could do for our business is if we were both just trying to do everything. And I think we'd just be running around like chickens with our heads cut off, not knowing what to do next in our business or what has already been taken care of. And I just think that having knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses and having separate tasks that you each do based off of those things is key.
Yeah, and I think it makes our marriage even better that way, though, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we are not going to be on each other's toes. And just the relationship when it comes to that work boundary, we just know where each other's at, what you're doing. And if a task needs to be performed, we just communicate and verbalize it. Hey, can you post this for me? Or just, you know, do your role. And that's been really helpful. That leads us to more success in our business. So.
I agree.
All right, so let's take a break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at the Vetters Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetters Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. Let's continue our conversation about how Mariah and Spence run their business as a couple.
Another question that I get asked a lot about us working together is if it makes it hard on our marriage. And something that I hear a lot from other couples who work together is that, for example, when they go on a date night, they make a rule where they don't talk about work at all on their date. And I think it's super important to, especially in our industry, to schedule time together where we aren't looking at our phones or getting back to clients and we're able to give each other our undivided attention. Because if we don't schedule that in this industry, something always comes up and it just doesn't happen. But that being said, we definitely still talk about real estate even when we are, together not working, because the way I see it is we're both passionate about what we do and it's more than just a career to us. And having a rule where we don't talk about real estate on our date night, for example, sounds to me like telling a couple who both loves golf and is passionate about that, telling them, okay, no talking about golf while you guys are together. Like that's just kind of how we do things and what works for us in that aspect.
It's and then sometimes it is necessary to
I
just
guess
say,
you do need to turn
to
it
say,
off. Yeah.
No, no phones, no computer. I don't need to reply to this email right now. And that's when you say undivided attention time.
Mm-hmm.
But what that's a super good point, though, because what you said is like, hey, this is our life. We are passionate about this, just like you would be about golf. Why can't we work and talk about it, you know, over dinner? Because it is a part of our lives, whether mm-hmm. you like it or not. If you are really in it and dived in and full on realtors mm-hmm. And making money and successful in that. So it is hard to shut off. It is. Mm-hmm. We've had plenty of dinners where we just start talking, you know, and then we just, how did we get here to business and talking about this transaction? We just were like, how? But then we're just having so much fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's who cares? You
right.
know, it's like a bond that you and I get that nobody else can have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun because that actually helps our marriage mm-hmm. in some ways. But there is once when I first got in the business
mm-hmm.
and I have a friend, and him and his wife were both realtors. They just got married too. They got licensed at the same exact time. And unfortunately, they ended up not making it the distance. They just broke up probably last year. But I asked him, I said, hey man, like what kind of happened, you know? And he said, dude, simply, we just did not work well together when it came to business and real estate. He basically put the blame on his business failing the marriage. And I'm sure there's other things involved, but that was just a big factor. And for me, of course, it was in the beginning of me getting licensed and working with you. So what I got to do is really take note of this and apply that to my life and make the decision, this isn't going to happen to me.
Mm.
I don't want business relationship to just overcome and consume my marriage, because in the end, I'm married to you first. I chose you to be married, and I got Astrid as my daughter, and this is my family here. And real estate is just a way to produce and succeed and push where we want to be and grow. So I really took note of that. It was just, we got to separate business and personal at times.
Yeah, sometimes you do.
Yeah,
that's true.
And it was really cool. It was really fun to see. And you know, he's still a realtor and he's super happy right now. And he's actually successful within his boundary and in area he's in. So
to go along with that, something that I hear a lot from other people is like, you work with your husband. I love my husband, but I could never work with them, or I would never want to be with them that many hours a day.
You don't want to be with me that much?
Yeah,
babe?
Like I just, I don't know. I feel like more often than not, actually probably like 90% of the time when people hear that we work together, they think of it as such a negative thing yeah. or like, I don't know,
that's
like not good.
Perspective.
But to me, I think of it as a really positive thing. And I think you should be able to spend a lot of time together and still really like each other and enjoy each other, and
yeah.
and there's a lot more that goes into that, but it kind of makes me sad hearing how everyone thinks of it as like such a negative thing, or like you have to have such boundaries like work and marriage, but you can't do those together because you need separation. And I don't know, I just don't
some
see it that way.
Just they're not,
I guess everyone's
that,
different and
yeah.
does things differently, but I don't know.
Yeah, every relationship's different.
Yeah.
And what's really unique about Mariah and I, if you get to know us and in or around us more, is we are bipolar opposites.
Bipolar opposites? You mean
that,
polar?
Polar opposites, excuse me.
We are bipolar.
Thank you for that. It's true, though. Mariah's way of thinking is so much different than mine. Like, it's unbelievable. And I sometimes just get to hold myself back and laugh about it, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. Because I just get to let her do her thing, and somehow it ends up working.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because there's no other woman like Mariah. The way she thinks and operates, Mariah is like the wind. That's a super good way to put it. And
but I think that's a good thing, because we're
awesome.
Able to learn from each other. If we were both exactly the same or had the same mindsets about everything, then we would never be able to learn and grow, because we'd just be, I don't know, things would probably
would
get
normal.
Boring. Yeah.
We would seriously be normal. And
mm-hmm.
I don't consider us to be all that normal. We
yeah.
do a lot of things differently, I would think, than other people. So a lot of my friends are like, Spencer, what the heck?
What do you do all day?
What do you do? How, when?
You don't have a real job. You hear that a lot. Well, what do you even do?
There's a lot more into it in real estate, whether it's waking up at 5 a.m., going on showings during the day, nurturing my daughter for the 3 hours to take a nap, and then going to do the work later on, later that night, paperwork in odd hours, you know, DocuSign, getting papers signed for my clients. Pre-approval letters is a really big deal right now, because we got to submit offers right here, right now. And a lot of lenders, they're 9 to 5, you know. I've connected my team, and he's there at 10 at night sometimes if we need it. And he's been there 100%. So there's all sorts of things that I do that are just so far in the background, and it's really fun for when people ask, Spencer, what do you do? How? And just, they just see me drive my car around, you know, or just in a suit, you know. They don't really understand. 24/7. There's a lot of assumption in this industry, for sure.
I agree.
For sure. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. When we come back, the real estate tip of the week.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. Okay, I got to ask you, what is your real estate tip of the week?
So when Spencer got into real estate, he quit his job and cold turkey and just jumped in with me. And he didn't ease into it while still having another job that pays you consistently part-time. He just quit. So I thought we would share some tips for anyone who is wanting to maybe quit their job and join their spouse in real estate, or quit their job and start another type of business in general, based off of what we've been through. Because most agents make their first sale about 6 months into the business, believe it or not. However, it's actually recommended to plan for up to 18 months of not making money before you finally start getting business. And that is while working full-time at real estate and not seeing any results yet. And I think this is the case in a lot of other businesses, startup businesses as well. So, Spencer, were you scared at first when you quit your job and jumped in? And do you have any advice that you would give someone who's wanting to quit their 9-to-5 job and start something new, whether that's real estate or not?
Heck yes. I was terrified, if I can tell you the truth, honestly. I was pretty scared. I saw you and I knew what you did, and I had a great, you know, teacher shadows, and I said I have our office to work with. But in reality, once you get licensed, it's like jumping in with the wolves. You know, there's houses everywhere, but how the heck are you getting in them? You know, that's a big question. And a lot of people, a lot of new agents, they spend their time making their website, you know, and doing all these things, you know, that's not going to make them money. And when you quit your job, a big part of it is you don't have a paycheck at the end of the month, right? So I had to figure out, how am I going to make money? How am I going to make my mortgage? And there was one option: get my foot in the door. because I knew if I got my foot in the door, if I got face to face with somebody, I had a 50% chance on them saying yes or no. And that happened, seriously. And it took me three and a half months to get my first listing. And now think about it. Once you get a listing, the job's not done. There's plenty of work to do. Now, realtors, brokers, with your first listing, you get a hoop, you get a holler, maybe go out to dinner, but you got some work to do. To put in. How do you put your listing on the MLS? How do you schedule photography? How do you negotiate once you do get under contract? How do you set up showings? When it's your first transaction, there's a lot to do and that you just simply don't know about because you don't have the experience. But quitting cold turkey, I worked in Portland for, 3 years? And without that check coming in at the end, I was stressed, really stressed. And there's a thing called commissions breath when you're a new agent, and you simply want to stay away from that because there's a desperation in your voice and tone while setting up appointments or even presenting an offer. Maybe if it wasn't the best offer, it's true. There's some agents that just, they look at a paycheck rather than the best for their client. And that's a rule that you have to follow. What is going to benefit your client the best? And you cannot have a personal gain through anything. No personal interests. It's solely about your client because you have a fiduciary duty to them. So that was one thing I really had to focus on is getting my foot in the door. And that came through cold calling and picking up the phone and dialing. And I seriously spent so many hours doing that and door knocking because I knew I just had to get face to face with somebody. Now, if you're going into real estate and thinking, yeah, you create your own schedule, you have a 9-to-5 job, that's simply not the case either. You're actually working way more than 40 hours a week because, like I said, you're sometimes working weird hours of night, you know, like
kind of like always on, you know?
Always on. And yeah. So when we were talking about like our marriage and how like you can't go down this rabbit hole of just consuming yourself with your job and you got to separate yourself and marriage, it's so true. Like, when can you shut it off? Mm-hmm. You know, so that's a biggie. And if you want to get into real estate, I really do recommend quitting your job and forcing yourself to be in it.
Yeah.
Because if you're not forcing yourself to be uncomfortable or be placed in the situation, you're simply not going to succeed in anything.
Yeah.
There's a video my brother and I used to listen to. There's a guy, he's a pump up video. He's an inspirational speaker, but he says he met this individual at the ocean and the person was like, what am I doing here at the ocean? Well, the instructor held him underwater and said, you gotta want to breathe or succeed as bad as you want to breathe. And he was held underwater and drowning. And the guy was like, didn't you want to breathe? And he's like, yeah, I did. Well, that's how bad you want to succeed. And that is what I did to make myself and you successful and grow this amazing brand, the Vetters Crawford Realty Group, in this awesome real estate market we're in. So.
That's so good. That's so true about what you said about like being all in or all out when mm-hmm. it comes to real estate, because there's how many agents and do you know in
Oregon?
There's
like over 2,800.
In our state?
Yeah, just in our state.
Yeah. And so why would someone work with you? You know, you really have to be an expert and in my opinion, be passionate about it, because otherwise you're doing your clients a disservice if you're not giving it your all. And if you're just dabbling in, seeing if you like it, like that's not going to work out. You're going to waste a lot of time.
It doesn't help anybody. Mm-hmm. Seriously, it puts them all in a worse position than they were before.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just comment, you know, your attitude about the customer comes first is really a refreshing thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, thank that's you. Super good. Thank
yeah.
you, Warren.
Yeah.
No, that's what it should be with everybody selling, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And that's sometimes it's an inconvenience. Like you have to put the client's interest above your own, and sometimes it sucks for you. You really don't want to, or you know, inconveniences your day or whatever is going on, but you really just have to have that mindset in all things.
Well, it shows in your business, by the way.
Well, thank
it
you.
It does, and how you share on the radio and everything else, it really makes a lot of sense. It's a great thing you've put together here.
Thank
I'm really
you,
I'm excited each week when I hear the show.
Thank you.
And I'm being a part of it. In fact, it's great to be a part of it. Hey, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetters Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.